The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
Playing songs for money this week. Got some money for that one. And then I've got another one I got to play here because I didn't see her message till later in the day yesterday. And I told her to let me know when she was listening. She's listening this morning. So I will play this here in just a second.
Mark's absolutely correct. The reason we're playing these is we're getting money.
That, don't worry about me. That wasn't just fuzz guitar. That was the first song to use fuzz guitar
ever. Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. I remember the Wilson trivia on that.
There you go. All right.
You just like fuzz.
Hold on. I'm having trouble.
Which one are you trying to play?
Amazing Grace.
Who's that for?
For a gal that gave us money yesterday.
Oh, yeah. God, we always get those. That one.
Nobody's dying here,
Angel,
okay?
Angel Among Us. Could you do that? Oh, gosh.
Okay, let's see if I found it here.
Can you play the bagpipe version then?
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, let's do that one instead. She didn't say which one, did she? She just said play Amazing Grace.
That's true.
I mean, didn't Scruggs do Amazing Grace and...
Flattened Scruggs?
Yeah, didn't they do one?
I don't know, but okay, I had to get rid of this one. Okay, good call. We'll play this one.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. You said that that company's bringing the porta potties, huh?
So Cotter Spotters, yeah.
So we don't have to get the bathrooms opened up.
Well, Openshaw's offered last year, and I thought, no, we don't need them. That was a mistake on my part.
That's right.
The time has arrived.
Oh, wait a minute.
I gotta go. Jumping into this pickup, heading off yonder somewhere. God knows where. 5:30, meal assembly day for Flakesgiving. About 10 o'clock this morning, should be about 46 degrees. Parents whose kids are coming to help us. If your kid's going to wear shorts, at least have him bring a coat, you know, just in case. There was a little bit of a breeze this morning, and wind will be a factor. Not that we're supposed to get much, but you'd rather be overdressed than underdressed for this. Got great weather for it both today and tomorrow. 59 today, 55 tomorrow.
Did you wear shorts today?
I'm wearing shorts, but I brought pants.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Just in case?
Yeah. Well, Lisa Openshaw, $500 for Flakesgiving.
Nice.
Thanks, you guys. They've traveled with us. Now, Lisa was a good time at the party pool.
Carl lost weight that year. Running around, keeping an eye on her.
He's trying to corral her
God.
In.
Let's go. We got to go to dinner.
Oh, funny. Oh, I had another call here, and this ties into something Paul said yesterday, but I've got to turn it up.
Wow.
Skip is a very generous individual. I know that...
It's 100 meals.
He gives quite a bit for flag prizes at that Shoot for Youth golf tournament that I play in every year. Won a chainsaw this year. Not because I'm a good golfer.
You want a chainsaw? Well, that'll be for sale. You sold your last one.
Well, I sold it 20 years ago when I didn't have trees.
Uh-huh.
I got trees now.
Yeah.
Oh, many. They need trimming, so
I'm... You aren't going to trim those.
I have.
You're going to call somebody to trim them.
No, no. Trimming trees is something I can do, and...
Because the cat is where it's at. So Mark will call somebody to trim his tree.
No, I'll do that. I like adding to the burn pile. One of my little pride in home ownership thing. I like that. Mm-hmm. But Paul made the point yesterday after 9, as we opened up a mountain of mail yesterday between 9 and 10. Took the whole hour. That's how much mail came in one day. Local folks, local businesses supporting this event.
Great donations yesterday. Well, let me give you an idea. From yesterday, some ones that we received, South Shepherd Storage, that's Frank Ewald and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Help us out. He'll be there today. Hill Masonry, wonderful donation. Thank you. Western Municipal Construction. Jock sent that in because he had to.
Because he wants to stay married and he's a smart guy.
That's right. Or he will, well... Good donation from them. Ratco Trailer down here on First Avenue South. Good guys. I've bought a couple flatbeds from them over the years down there at Ratco. Nice donation from them. Levi Bogonovich and his business. Thank you very much. Doug and Becky out there at Metro RV. Always one of the first ones in every year.
True.
Great folks out there at Metro RV. Always give back to the community. Local guys, love them. Ace Electric,
mm-hmm.
Good guys to know. First Federal Bank and Trust, they give away $1,000 every week.
Yeah.
During their promotion that they do every week. Good folks up there at Don's Car Wash. Been providing Billings with clean cars for 50 years.
Yeah.
All over town. They got 5 of them now or so. Local guys. Chemnet, our buddy Sam out there, does a lot of work around town for drug testing and things like that, trying to clean up the streets. Great company. B&L Scales, John and Nikki, great folks. Going on the In fact, I think they're going on the Flakes trip this year.
I think so, too.
Just kind, great, down-to-earth people. B&M Trucking helping us out. Look at all these things. These are all local.
Mm-hmm. And I got another stack over here that's local, in addition to Skip King.
Who else did I have over here? Oh, Hanser's Automotive.
Yeah.
You know, we've been associated with Hanser's for 35 years.
Yeah.
Local family, local business helping us out. And I don't know, folks, I don't know if this had anything to do with it at all. Maybe it didn't. I thought of this yesterday. As I was writing my 5-figure check for property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the week, on Tuesday, I paid off my last ranch. And yesterday, I started paying on it again.
Yeah, that's the payment you'll have till the day you die or you sell it.
And it'll go up.
Right.
You're never done paying.
And it'll go up because one guy's going to look at it and say, I think it's worth more.
And I thought of this yesterday. Maybe... And I don't know if this had anything to do with it, because it's a great event and our foundation does a lot of good work. But maybe a lot of these small businesses are saying thank you for sticking up for us, because they're the ones that pay the bulk of these property taxes.
That's right.
They are stuck with it. Every time something goes up, they're hit harder than the homeowners.
That's right. And they don't get a vote for their business, only for their home.
And they don't get one vote.
No. That's not right.
So can you imagine some of these businesses, folks? If your taxes on that recreational thing, if your taxes were going to go up $300-$500 for 20 years on that recreational thing, imagine what these business taxes would have done.
Been saddled with for 20 years in addition to what they're already paying.
Imagine the increase. Why, you're looking at probably $2,000-$3,000 for a lot of these businesses increase every year for 20 years. And I thought, you know what? There was only one place in this whole city that was trying to stick up for them. One.
Mm-hmm.
One place.
Because the TV stations were for it.
Oh, yeah. They were trying to raise your property taxes. There was only one place in all of town. And we were vocal about it because it wasn't the time or place yet for that. And I thought, you know what? Maybe we're getting a thank you from some of these businesses for sticking up for them.
Hope so.
We help out them. Mm-hmm. They're going to help us with Flakesgiving.
Right.
And you never know. It may have had a little residual there.
Well, and I know I brought this up before, but there's a lot of hands out in this community. There's all kinds of stuff. People are always asking small businesses for money. Can you donate for this fundraiser? We got a GoFundMe thing. Can you do this? Can you do that? And they keep getting hit over and over again. And they want to help. And they want to put their money where they know it's going to go somewhere good. And this sounds a little like how I would run a business. So let me get this straight. I just write you a check and you guys are going to do all the work?
That's how you would run it.
That's how I'd run it.
From your golf cart or the 19th hole. I don't know. I hired somebody to do that.
I love Flakesgiving.
Yeah.
I give every year.
I hired somebody to do that. Let them do that. You want to buy a chainsaw? God.
My chainsaw is not for sale.
Whatever. Yet. Yet. So hopefully we have another good day today. Get some more donations in. Still taking deliveries. Putting that list together. 248-7827 is the office line. That'll direct you to where you can leave a message or something for delivery before office hours. So 59 degrees today. That's going to be good. Did you say we had the dumpsters out down there already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good.
They're not strategically located around the assembly area, but
that's all right.
We get enough bodies, we'll overcome that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hell, we can lift them if we have to and move them. Not a problem there. Nice lady yesterday brought us some chocolate brownies from Stella's,
which are fabulous.
I've already had two of those and a cup of coffee, so I'm already on water. I have to start. I have to start diluting those stimulants that are in my body.
My partner has a very sensitive system when it comes to sugar and caffeine.
Yes, I do. So I'm already under the water today. Schools are coming today. Start about 10. We'll be done probably by noon today. So they can get their volunteer work in. They can go to lunch after that. Blow off quite a bit of the day, which was always fun when you were a kid in school. We got some of the bad songs out of the way this morning.
They're not bad songs. I don't know why they paint you so bad. Amazing Grace on bagpipes is awesome.
Oh, I don't mind that one.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't mind that one. Yeah. In fact, they played that on AC stations back in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It was a top 40 hit at one point.
Thought this was kind of funny in the paper this morning, and kudos to the Gazette.
What?
Brawl of the Wild is going to be on TV, but it's going to be on ESPN Plus, so you have to sign up for ESPN Plus. So they got an article telling you how to sign up for ESPN Plus and then cancel it right after the game. Because that's the trick these days. That's how they get you with Amazon Prime. My security system's the same way. ESPN Plus is the same way. You sign up, you put it on your credit card, and you forget about it.
And they just keep charging.
They keep charging till you
call you in. Quit.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I usually don't do things like that on anything like that. If you want to cancel, you have to notify us, and I don't do it.
Yeah. Do you just write a check for like your cell phone bill every month?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Mine's on a card, but I get the notification on the day it goes through, and it's the same every month, so I know what it is.
Yes. And my internet, I still do checks there. Couple other ones. In fact, I had to reorder checks the other day, and I got in an argument with a guy on the line about my check number. I said, "Well, the next check should be 2501 or something." Nope. The next one should be 80. No, it should be 2501. No, it says here it should be 80. And I said, well, I don't care what it says. It should be 2501. It says right here on my reorder form, next check 2501.
And by the way, I'm the customer and I'm always right.
And I said, who in the hell, they always check books are books of 25.
Mm-hmm.
They've never ended in 80. They're either 25, 50, 75.
Or double zero.
Or double zero. That's right. Where your check runs out. Right. And the, no. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know why that said 80, but now it says 2501.
I'm going, oh, my God.
So...
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook. The Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
Sitting on the couch yesterday afternoon, kind of half in and out, and phone rings, and it said billing something on it. I didn't look at it closely, and normally I wouldn't answer it, but Flakesgiving week, I answer the phone, because you never know. There's a guy from one of the car dealerships. He says, you looking for a vehicle? I said, no.
Jeez.
He says, you know anybody that's looking for a vehicle? I said, no. He goes, well, if you find somebody, and you send them our way, and they buy a car... we'll give you $100. I said, buddy, I spent $100 on lunch yesterday.
Every other day, he spends $100 on lunch.
You're going to need a better incentive right. If you're going to call people up. Well, what are you driving now? Right. None of your business.
$100 on lunch. Yeah, the cheeseburger deluxe is only $12.95. Folks.
Well, I bought lunch for everybody at the table.
And then the guy tells me... then the guy tells me, well, that'll be $36.20 for your checks. I said, I thought you had free business checking. Well, we do.
Well, I don't know if you know what that means.
I said, then why am I getting charged $36.50 for the checks? Well, you know, the printer and everything. I said, but you said we got free business checking.
Right.
It's not free business checking.
Apparently not.
It's free, but if you want checks, we got to charge you for it. Well, that's bull crap.
Then it's not free.
Then it's not free business checking. Wait till I see them tellers. Wait till I go in there next time and give them a buck's worth.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pay my property taxes yesterday. I was in a bad mood. So I said, you know what I'm going to do? And I shouldn't have done this. I'm going to treat myself, and I'm going to stop at McDonald's. And because Mark's giving me crap, I'm going to have a combo.
You gave in to the pressure.
I did. Because Mark thinks it's... Folks, Mark thinks it's funny that when I go to these fast food joints, I never get a drink or fries or... all I do is get the sandwiches.
Because that's really all you need. From your perspective, that's all you need.
That's all I get.
That whole thing about a combo, somebody just invented that and we bought into it.
Yep. I never get the combo. And I hear this voice in the back of my head... oh, you never get the combo, you tight ass. Oh, no, not me. Just a cheeseburger to go, please. So I get a combo, and I go to McDonald's, and I pull up the window, and I'm waiting. She said, then the window opens. Sir, could you pull around? We're still waiting on your cheeseburgers. Okay, great. I pull around. I waited. 2 minutes later, here comes this gal out, hands me my bag. I open the bag, and I eat my cheeseburger, and it's ice cold.
Oh.
Ice cold. I mean, it was cold. And I thought I was waiting for cheeseburgers. I'm looking at that front door, Wilson.
I know the dilemma. Is it worth my $6 or $7 in my time to go in there?
They were cold. And I thought, how could they be cold if I was waiting for them? You're either lying or... they were taking care of app people or something first.
Mm-hmm.
And it pissed me off. And I thought, maybe it's just one because I got the number 7. I heard Mark Wilson. Combo. Hey, not normal. Get a combo. God.
I will say you do not have the best of luck.
I ate the other one. Ice cold. And I waited for them.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. So, that's the end of that.
Well, how were the fries in the pop?
Fries were, they were warm.
Okay.
They weren't hot. They were warm. And I got an orange. And it tasted like it was the first one out of a new container orange, and they were trying to figure out the blend between the carbonation and the orange. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to give you $10, Paul.
I feel no, bad. No. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, get the combo. Get the combo. Get the combo.
You're the only person I know that doesn't.
Get the. No, that's not true. I'm sure there's others. I always just get the sandwiches. No, I threw half the orange away. I mean, the pop, that was a waste of money. And I just had a bad day. Paid my property taxes. Here I thought I was done paying for the place, and I'm not. So, no way those sandwiches should have been cold.
No.
I mean, they were almost cold. Not even lukewarm.
Well, something's not right there. Been sitting there a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, folks, the Biden administration and all these inbred Democrats back in D.C., now they're going to get into your car. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just keep voting for them. Now they're going to get into your car. The feds want automakers now to install systems on all new vehicles that will warn you when you're going over the speed limit. It's asking regulators to figure out how states can electronically limit speeds on vehicles driven by a repeat traffic offender. So you may be passing somebody on a two-lane in a passing zone and hit 85 miles an hour to get around the semi, and you're going to get, what is the steering wheel going to shake, you know, like those rides or something?
Or it's just like, well, you and I both have limiters in our pickups, and we know how fast they'll go.
Mm-hmm.
It might go 112, but it will not go 113.
Mm-hmm.
It's governed.
Government. Daggum government.
No kidding.
NTSB, they want to combat excessive speeding. There was a crash in Las Vegas, and the driver of a Challenger with speeding tickets ran a red light and slammed into a minivan, killing himself and eight others. Once again, there are millions and hundreds of millions of law-abiding citizens out there, and they're going to be penalized.
Mm-hmm. I can think of two lanes all over Montana where you've got short little areas where it's not double yellow with hills and curves.
Yeah.
Hell, there's spots between Broadview and Levina that are like that, where you got to get on it to get around a semi.
Remember the thing I talked about last week about how the officials in Billings were asking law-abiding citizens to do all the things necessary so crime doesn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote an article about that, and I'm not going to do that. This is exactly what they're doing. Hundreds of millions of Americans follow the traffic laws every day. Every day.
Right.
But what they're going to do is they're going to put these limiters and other things in your vehicles and penalize you.
Well, we're limited already, mm-hmm. but now they're just going to limit it even lower down to the speed limit.
Yeah.
I don't want the government telling me how fast I can go.
They determined the Challenger's driver's excessive speed and failure to obey a stop sign and red light caused the crash. Absolutely. A lawbreaker.
Right.
So what are they going to do because there was a lawbreaker? They're going to make every other person in America suffer. It's just like the shooting in Billings. These guys are stealing cars. And if there's a gun in there, they use the gun. And if they commit a crime, what do? They go after every single law-abiding citizen in the area who mm-hmm. carries firearms, who drives by the law. And they go after you.
Mm-hmm.
They go after you.
Well, I've got a message here from Hank. Great point. So you're going to alert for that, but you can still get in your car and drink and drive.
Right. Absolutely. How come we, do you think there's anybody out there that abuses drugs, dope, pot,
mm-hmm.
but we still allow it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
We still allow it. They abuse gambling. We still have that.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place. People shoplift, but we still have stores, don't we? With merchandise and everything in there. We still have those. They found the state of Nevada failed to seriously punish the driver when he was charged before. So you know who pays the price? Exactly the same thing in Billings. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
These gangbangers are all on the street, and they're not being punished properly. They're not being held and incarcerated. We turn them loose. So you know what they do? They punish all of you law-abiding citizens out there, warning you, don't leave your presents in your car when you shop over the holidays. Don't have a firearm in your vehicle. All those things that you're legally allowed to do. Nope. Capitulate, bend over, kiss the ass of the criminal. Same thing with American drivers. Here's a guy broke the law, had a long record. He's out. Rather than punishing him, rather than making sure he doesn't drive again or anything like that, nope.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
Everybody else in America now, we're going to go car to car and make sure that you can't do that because of that asshole.
Not okay.
This is the way your liberal society, folks, your Democrats are leaning on this. And you vote for them. Any of you Democrats out there, do you want your car being controlled by the government? You're voting for these people. This is the stuff you're getting by voting for these. And Mark, they don't care. They don't care. They don't look at it that way. Some of this guy's prior violations were reduced down to a parking ticket in plea bargaining. He had 11 traffic violations, 3 speeding violations.
I don't know what the number is anymore when they take your license, how many points on a license. I know I was close in 1993. So I had to negotiate with the Park County prosecutor to get a drop from reckless to whatever the one below it was.
Yeah.
Don't limit my speed. Take his license.
See, that's what, exactly. That's what government and liberals in this country do. They use these as excuses to promote their agenda and have complete control.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden's talking about Xi Jinping being a dictator. Look what this party's doing to you folks. Speed limiters, warning signs and stuff on your car. If you're speeding, you vote for them. It's crazy. That'll get people killed. Trying to pass?
Yeah.
Not having enough speed to be able to do it or something? We got fentanyl. We have fentanyl killing more people than traffic accidents. And the government could shut the border down.
Yes, they could, but they don't.
Stop all those deaths. But they're not. They're going to put limiters and speed warning devices and things in your cars for you, but they won't close that border down. See how they work? Oh, these fork-tongued snakes. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay.
Opinion today in the paper, don't use antibiotics for a common cold. Antibiotics don't treat viruses. They treat infections. That's what you got to remember. Penicillin first discovered 100 years ago. Wonder if they give... I don't even think they give shots anymore.
I don't know that.
The kids... Remember you... Gosh, I remember when you had the croup or you had strep throat or something like that. They used to give you a shot in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Antibiotics can contribute to a phenomenon they call antibiotic resistance. When bacteria exposed to these powerful drugs can develop mutations that render them resistant to the drug. But antibiotics are used to kill bacteria. And there, wherein lies the problem. If the bacteria you're trying to kill aren't killed by the antibiotic, they start building up a resistance to it. I talked about this many years ago because we're politically correct in America. And we don't give antibiotics based on weight. And we should. And we don't. And I'm not a medical expert, but I know how antibiotics work in animals, in cattle, excuse me, in sheep or any other, or dogs, anything else. And they are all given to that animal based on the weight of that animal.
Which makes scientific sense.
It says right there on the bottle, 5 cc's per 100 pounds or 2 cc's for this or that, per this or that. Folks, you go into a vet, what's the first thing they do to your dog when you walk in? They weigh him.
Right.
They want to know what the dog weighs. Same thing with cows. And I'll tell you this, we have a far better rate of cure among cows and animals than we do humans.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because we have to be liberal, compassionate, politically correct people. We have attorneys whose commercials you see on television all the time, ready to go after somebody if you feel you were dissed or hurt.
Right.
And that's what happens. An antibiotic, when they manufacture them and they dose them out, they base them on an average weight of 150 pounds. Yeah, in third grade, based on 150.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're basing that on. Have you ever noticed that, folks? On a bottle of aspirin, read your bottle of aspirin, Tylenol, Advil. It'll say two tablets for 12, age 12 and over. Okay? Two tablets, 12 and over. Mark's got a daughter. It's 100 pounds soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
She's over 12. And then you go to the pizza ranch and you see people over 12 and they weigh 370.
Yeah, it's true.
And the 100-pound kid is getting the same dose of antibiotic into the system as somebody that weighs 300 pounds, and they fail.
Right.
Animals, we don't do that. We have a 1,200-pound cow, we give them 1,200 pounds worth. We have a 1,500-pound animal, we give them 1,500. And we never have problems with that. We treat the animals, and it's almost flawless. Mm-hmm. It almost works 100% of the time. And I'm giving you this information on an article that I read from a drug manufacturing company, doctors, all these things that did this analysis. And yet, because of litigation, you know, if the guy's 300 pounds, he should be taking three or four Advil. If a 100-pound girl can take two, and so what do? We have these people, they go in and they have a major sinus infection or something like that, and they're getting the same dose, the same amount of milligrams of antibiotic every day that somebody that weighs 100 pounds is, and it's not working, and they're building up a resistance to it.
Exactly.
Now, this isn't me. This is what was in the article that they're talking, because I am nowhere in way in position to give medical advice, but that's just what they talked about. And the more I read, I thought, you're right. I don't think I've ever had an animal that I treated that I couldn't see the result. I may have had to retreat again, but if you read further down on the animal instructions, it'll say may need to be reapplied in 2 to 3 days.
Right.
Foot rot, pink eye, you know, stuff like that, a respiratory thing that we deal with all the time. But this doctor's absolutely right. I mean, I talked to my kids about it. They're in the medical profession, and in antibiotics, they don't work on viruses. They work on infections. So, but we're so, I don't know what the word is anymore. And I'll tell you something else that I've read about. The medicines you take, your antibiotics, they work better when you're taking the vitamins that your body needs. For instance, when we treat an animal with foot rot and things like that, we give them like a sulfa tablet or something like that that increases the efficiency of the antibiotic that you're giving the animal.
Right.
And it's the same way with a human. You know, if your vitamins are where they should be, and once again, I'm not a doctor, but I do a lot of reading on this stuff for animals, and I have kids in the profession, and they just work better if your body has got the nutrients and stuff in there to also help fight those things off. Well, how many times have you heard people say, well, take vitamin C, you know, when you're sick? Well, if it works when you're sick, why don't you take it all the time then?
I do. Every
See?
Day.
See? Exactly. Zinc. I take zinc, multivitamins, all that kind of crap. But I guess in a nutshell, too, people have to take better care of themselves, you know?
Well,
we all need to.
Whenever we talk about this stuff, you always make the point, people don't want to take better care of themselves. They want a pill.
Yeah, they want a magic pill. You know, but and there's a right now there's a lot of stuff going around, you know, there's a lot of stuff going around. Norovirus, new brand of COVID. I had a scratchy throat thing this week. See, I feel great, but you know, just some stuff around. Sleep.
That's probably why I'm so healthy.
Probably. you're getting a lot of hops.
Uh-huh.
You know, stuff like that. How many times when you go to a doctor because you have a sinus infection or something's wrong, do you go in there and do they weigh you before they give you your prescription? You know, it's just, sure, if a physical or something's a little different, but take two of these, take, you know, 1,000 milligrams in the morning, 1,000 a night, blah, blah. Same as a 12-year-old gets. And people don't take it. People don't take their medicine until it's gone. They don't take it how it's prescribed. And then it doesn't work. And then they go back. And, well, it didn't, you know, they were supposed to take all those pills in 10 days. And after 15 days, they still have like four of them left.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work right. And they go back because they don't. That article I read the other day that said, in fact, the vet told me that people use more due diligence giving their animals the medicine that they're supposed to have to get their animals well. They do it better than their own children. Isn't that something? But there's a lot of different problems with that. So, and you got to eat right. And that's why we do Flakesgiving every week. At least one day this year, families can get together, have a good solid meal. And you know what's really good for you? Green bean casserole. You're getting all those vitamins and nutrients, Mark, that are in there.
That thing that I put on Facebook about don't bring the green bean casserole got so many comments.
Did it?
I got bad news. Looking at the overwhelming majority, don't make green bean casserole for the holidays.
Oh, no. Heck, that's as good as a Hershey bar for some people.
You can have mine.
You just don't have it, Mark. It's like antelope.
Right.
You just don't have it the way I cook it.
Yeah.
So we're throwing a can of green beans in there, folks, this year, so you can make the casserole. And meals are $40. We're still short of our goal. So if you can help us out today, that's what we do. 248-5665. Assembly day today. Flakesgiving tomorrow. Should be a good weekend.
614, who are you rolling?
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.